A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Hallelujah. Now there was a day. Give me Luke 8. There was a day. A day like this. Luke 8. Says, now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village. Of course, the true representation of every city and village is you, eh? Amen. You know, some of you misinterpret things. You want me to see myself in Githurai, eh? Okay. But I like that place, eh? Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been, up to, give me up to 40. You go to 40. Give me up to 40. 40. So it was when Jesus returned, thank you, Holy Ghost, that the multitude welcomed him. Multitude. Yeah? The multitude. Not just two guys. Who are doubting guys. I was going to mention a name, but no. See, multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Why were they waiting for him? Yeah? Okay, someone, I wasn't in their conversations, and they're talking about Sarah. Woo! I want you guys to understand what's really going on. Yeah. Because most of you, it's just 2-3% that gets it. Most of you come here to see a preacher, to see a guy prophesying correct things. So that when they say, you're born in May, and so I say, I'm born in June, that one, he missed it. Wonder who called some of you here. And then we see you dancing. So is it? So it was when Jesus returned. I'm talking this in effect. Eh? At some point I went somewhere. Eh? Okay. And then I saw a certain politician fall in the tub and then he died. And then people moan. Eh? Okay, let's cover the guy. Thank you, Jesus. This one we say about serious, and then say, And then we say, a certain guy says, I saw a certain guy 2 days ago. Eh? And I know him. Eh? I don't know whether he drank the water or something, but he, you know, something like that. And people say, hey, accident, but I know it. There is a demonic around him which you want to, you know, overturn in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The guy has a fat belly, eh? So and he loves Githeri a lot. So thank you, Jesus. Because now I'm speaking in parables here and there. Oh, he loves Githeri, eh? again, some of you can't pick it. I didn't say chai and what? And ugali. That's different. I'm saying, wow. Thank you, Jesus. We preserve that life, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, it's done. Let's not waste time there on a fat belly guy who loves what? So, it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. They were all waiting for him. Now imagine if he had not come. You see, I'm bringing you out of your sleep. There's a movement upon you guy, inspects. It shall sprout up in May, I guess, May. You, and it's concerning ministry. I see you with a lot of youths. I don't know why.
Amen. It's true, sir.
Yeah?
It's true. I'm writing, I want to write a book on tattoos, about tattoos.
Tattoos and youths,
Yes.
You shall transform many,
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The hand of God is upon you.
Amen.
The hand of God is upon you.
Amen.
There is May and June especially.
Amen.
June.
Yes, sir.
June. I don't know whether we shall get back. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Now some of you are putting your heads like this because you think you are sinners. So now pick on you. You are not sinners. At some point I want to impress myself on someone. And I did the deed yesterday. Don't look at me. I know that guy. Remember the guy who took off and never came back? We're telling him you are born in August. The guy took off and never came back. But also another one. I said, hey, you prophet, that guy. Now, I think you guys actually tell him some things before he comes. I think took off also, never came back. Someday we shall open up the prophetic unto you. And then you shall prophesy to your neighbor, correct things.
Amen.
Spot on things.
Amen.
But of course, the last time that happened, I remember it was at Zoe, Prophet Elvis. My father, look at the son, you will know the father. So this guy now was told, is your name Peter? And I say, how did you know? By the way, you have a boy and that boy is brown, but for you are dark. Said yes. And then you know the following time he didn't come back. He said, I think you guys have spells somewhere. What? No, it's the prophetic at work. Thank you, Jesus. So, for they were all waiting for him. Why are you burdened? You carry a lot of sorrow. I'm picking it prophetically. A lot of sorrow. You are not like that. Kwanza, first put off your mask and I tell you some things. Thank you, Jesus. Sikarambra masarande bramarama. No, stay seated. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You remember the transformation we talked about? That comes to you, especially in your love affairs. In the name of Jesus, you will not be manipulated. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I kick out the demonic around you and I suffocate it, I suppress it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to see freedom.
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
But also you've been called into powerful business stuff. Very, very powerful. Sikaram brahmarama, siraram brahmarama, sikoram brahma, rema sirande bra. Raise your hands upon her. In the name of Jesus, today freedom comes to you.
Amen.
Freedom. Don't be bothered by nonsense.
Amen.
But also, I get the Spirit of God cares a lot for your health. Thank you, Jesus. Sira rambro mosira. Nothing shall take you down. Eh? You hear me? Eh? As looking at me in the face. Eh? Nothing. You remember this face? Eh? Nothing. Eh? Nothing. Don't believe that. Eh? Don't believe anything. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. I won't leave you before I see that sorrowful kind of atmosphere off. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You've looked down on yourself a lot, many times. Today the Lord revives a lot of things.
Amen.
And November is such a powerful month.
Amen.
For you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. November, there's going to be a turnaround in so many things. You are a lady who holds a lot of secrets, but most of the secrets that you're holding right now, they are vague, and they are very negative. Please don't believe that you are burdening yourself a lot. It's high time to shake off that dust.
Amen.
Shake off that stupid, foolish dust.
Amen.
You are not like that. I see a Muslim guy. I don't know whether I'm seeing it in the future or now. Don't give him attention. Eh? You hear me?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Don't give him attention. That Muslim. I'm telling you. Yes. Eh? Don't say I didn't warn you. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Because it will be bondage. Eh? It will be bondage that you will actually attract around you. Eh? Go down. Go down. Then he says, go down. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. Is there anyone here called Jairus? Eh? And he was a ruler of the synagogue. But this guy had rent issues. Eh? Okay, you want me to say a sick daughter? Eh? This guy had a lot of issues. Eh? Okay. A pastor. Yeah, also pastors have issues. You see? Eh? But thankfully, he knew where to run. Now that one, you need to know it. You will go to heaven's gates and those flames, what, those things. It will not work. Eh? A time comes when you have to know where to run to. Eh? This is a pastor. Eh? See, a ruler and a leader of the synagogue. Eh? You see this? Eh? He knew where to run to. Eh? Eh? There's a lady recently who texted me and said, hey, what, someone gave me your number and I know the person who gave. They are around here. So I think when I said, okay, I've settled it myself, and I knew she's actually going, what you call a rebound. Eh? Yeah. Eh? You are in school, you rebound a class. Eh? In soccer, it's a rebound, man. Eh? You score that goal. Eh? So, and this is a pastor. Eh? And fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. Now, this house is beyond a building. Yeah? Yeah? You get it? Yeah?
Yes.
This is called, embracing. You embrace.
Yes.
Of course, you cannot embrace that which you don't believe in. You can't. By the way, some of you, it's just, you are just meters away. to believe in what is happening here, and then you strike, boom, and then this, and you will not know where how you've actually ended up there, but actually, boom, all of a sudden you are there. You see, it gets interesting here. For he had an only daughter. He had had an only daughter about 12 years. Now I'm not a Greek preacher. 12 means you see, now when every time you see 12 there, and others call it 12. No, here we call it 12. So about 12 years of age. And she was dying. This is rent. This is cancer. This is trouble. This is all things all surrounding him. The man is troubled, but he's a pastor. And she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Another, whatever it says, almost crushed him. You see, the wall over him. Go down. It's there. Almost crushed him. Go down. And a woman was there who had been subject. You can put anything that is troubling you. Put it there now. Put it there. Anything that is troubling you, at some point when you say it, it makes more sense. I'll give you a few minutes. You know, some of you are looking at me like, I want you to catch the spirit that's going on here. Mention anything instead of bleeding, because all those are troubling things. Thank you, Jesus. That's how you read the Bible. Pray in other tongues as you say it. Anything that is troubling you, today we came to crush trouble. Trouble and sorrow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything, whether it's even the boss. Here we are no respecters of especially heathen bosses. Thank you, Jesus. Even those who pretend to be Christians, but actually they are giving you trouble. Actually, at some point you see them no more. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you who are actually being held up, delays of payments, delayment in payments, in the name of Jesus. Also, that if it is troubling you, right now, amen, something is breaking. But it's changing for your good. Thank you, Jesus. You've been waiting for a promotion. Put anything there instead of bleeding. Anything that has caught you bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Troubling sickness and disease. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's freedom coming your way. But also I need to pray for someone here. Today you sent money to a wrong M-Pesa number. And that troubled you. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry, money shall come. Thank you, Jesus. It wasn't a lot of money, but you see, that actually troubled you a lot. Called the person, wapi, the person said, the man had already been what? Thank you, Jesus. This is more than just preaching. Okay, come back now. Come back to life. Come back. See? To bleeding for 12 years. Can be 12 months, can be 12 days, can be 12 hours. You see how you read scriptures. Eh? Then he said, but no one, no one could heal her, eh? Even the pastor. Eh? Okay. You know, I'm seeing a lot of things. Eh? And I should first laugh and then come back. You know, there's a church. Eh? Flip papers. Number one, obedience. If you don't obey, read your Bible and obey. You see, eh? And then you is writing. You see, guy, writing. And then after that, they go back to asking what? Money for transport. Eh? Year in, year out, 12 years. I can give you stories about this. Eh? Until you allow this glory actually to hit you really hard, eh? You'll actually be in a beggary kind of stuff. Eh? You see, let's go back to the pastor who couldn't heal. Eh? She came up behind him and touched the edge of his glory. Now, do you realize that this lady did not want to be preached to? Okay. Are you fasting? Are you fasting? You see, eh? But I think you are sleeping around. Eh? You need, eh? I was with someone and then we went for counseling, eh? And then the guy asked us, so, are you, eh? Have you dash before? Then we said, no. Don't lie. Because you see, all what is in their minds is just that. Eh? They think that makes up a marriage. Okay. What if we had? Do you get it, eh? And some of you have, eh? A lot, okay. Right. The Lord shall deliver you. Amen. Or we do a sermonette and we go, eh? The Lord be with you. Okay. Can you imagine, eh? Jairus looked around. And said, man, eh? No one could actually heal this girl. Then she says, she came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. And immediately her bleeding stopped. Here we are. Why did you come here? Why? Remember, Jesus also asked the same question. Eh? Who did you come to see? Because actually he related with when they used to come and see John the Baptist, eh? Eating locusts and what? Hmm? Or maybe you came to see a guy who would tell you, I went to hell's gates and hell's flames and I fasted on that mountain. Yeah? And then I would do, yeah, and then, yeah, then you fall, yeah. You see, eh? There you are hitting a miss. Eh? Okay. I am piercing a lot of people. Eh? Then he said, who touched me? But you see, before she touched him, eh, something there transpired. Something transpired. Something transpired. Do you really get what is transpiring now even? Something transpired. And something also is transpiring now. Amen. What is transpiring? Transpiring is the what? Is the transpiring. You see? Eh? You know, some of you, we said these words, what is that? You might actually not, you might come here, but you're not one with what is here. Eh? Yeah? But after here, you'll actually be one with your cowboy friend who is going to chuck you in 2 weeks' time, and I'm not joking. Why didn't you text me today? Do you know nowadays girls are what? I will leave you what? He will be the first one to leave you. Who touched me? Many a times we come here, and I'm saying this without lying to you. Many a times we come here and we are thinking. Now this touching is actually to be in real faith and in the real system of what actually you are beholding. Then a lot of people, you know, Okay, let me talk about this guy. So a few moments ago, this guy said, okay, why don't you have this? Money. But okay, what are you looking at? Do you know we can make you? You see that? You will come here and all you see is just a guy preaching and making some funny jokes around. And then, by the way, a lot of people actually have said, yeah, his preaching is not bad. They are taking notes. Mm-hmm. But in the end, he didn't give a sermonette. Is he a real preacher? Does he have a what? Yesterday, I met a certain lady on that journey. We're actually coming back. So she said, so how did you manage? After watching the songs and whatever, because most people, that's the language they understand. If I told them point blank that I'm a prophet and the Lord has sent me to you. Do you have a degree in theology? Those are questions that they were asked. So, you know, we entered into a conversation and all that. So she said, how are you able? How were you able to do this ministry, to start the ministry? Because starting a ministry in Kenya is quite hard. That's actually what she said. And she comes from, is it that what? That religious what? Church. It's called what? Anglican. You see what? Those things. So then she said, for us, we come from that what? See what? And then she mentioned to me something so powerful, which I shared with a few people. She said, but I think, she asked me, so do you have did you go for theology? I said, no, and I will not go. So she said, but I think you are right. Because there is a pastor who came to our church, and you know, he had accolades. Professor in theology and what? Psychology and what? And then she said, the lady was about 60 plus years. And then she said, but the guy couldn't preach. I said, hey. Then I rubbed it in. I said, now that's why I won't go there. Yeah, you are right. By the way, you are right. I think some of those things spoil those preachers of ours. I'm telling you, that's what she said. You can be, that's why the Holy Ghost told you. You can have these papers all you want, even with your education, which really education does not spring from the throne of grace. You need to know that. You can't talk about education there. Because without education, we cannot eat. Who said? Can I tell you the difference? This is where the difference comes in. When you allow those papers to be in touch, to be one with that which transforms. I'm talking about the anointing. No wonder people with, infirmities and all that, they would come to be in touch just like this lady. To catch onto something which could make wall. Hallelujah. You understand that? Point of contact shall come soon. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what's point of contact? It's what? You will get to know these things. Now, when that day comes, I want you to be prepared. Don't just bring the head and what? Okay, don't just come, just say what? Know what to do. So this lady here, you know, no wonder Jesus picked it up very, very quickly. Say, who touched me? There was something that transpired. Eh? You see, if she had also waited, she would have said, let me first finish my 40 days and fast of praying and fasting. Okay. Let me be here in the middle. She would have said, no, for me, I had this good deed, me pray and fast for 90 days. You mean she had not fasted? Because it was a tradition for them to fast. You think she had not done all those things? But how come that we don't see results here? And by the time he says, the Holy Ghost says that no one could even heal the other Kagare. Meaning that it was just a fig tree with doctrines, with theology papers and all that. I've been told of a guy there in Muranga, the place called Kaigaine there. So a guy came, can suck out this what? Demon. And then the demon slapped him. This guy. Then he first went out. It's on record. So he first went out and said, first tie him. you are defeated. Remember the signs of Skefa. at least that one, actually, they didn't pull down the what? The seruaris. At least it was a slap. You see? But the guy came with that calling. What? I have a theology in what? What? Casting out demons. What? What? But also, to a child of God, actually, you can also deceive yourself. For me, my God. Let me throw what we call blasphemy. How some of you call it. But it will actually rebuke you and literally you will wake up. When the Lord, remember when he came and said, I am the way? Remember when he said, I am the way? By the time he came, before he came, men were all, God, 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 God. Then a guy shows up and says, I am the way. Okay, let me leave it there. And you see, scripture doesn't say, Jesus is the way. He says, I am the way. Again, some of you catch certain things, and then we cannot deny that is the way. But remember, he didn't say God is the way, because he would actually have pointed you there. But he saw you, and you wanted some certain things through the from the Father. Wow. You see, and then he said, I am the way. Can you imagine when you hear a church saying, for me, I'll pray at home. I'm not following any man of God. And then you even hear these things in churches. No, you don't have to whatever go through a man of God. To some extent, they think that a man of God means only a prophet. Because that thing has messed them up. Is there falsehood in the prophetic? Yes. But you see, there's those genuine ones. You see? So you are not going to take us downhill to think all about what falsehood. I've actually asked a lot of you this question. You know that there is actually fake money, right? But do you ever wake up on a day and then you go search for fake money? How fake money looks like? Sarah, come. You see. Be careful. Do you do that? All you want is mullah, eh? By the way, most of you actually have held fake notes. But because it's not in your consciousness, you've even gone to Mama Mboga took it, what? As somebody, you go to Mama restaurant. That time has to come. Okay. At this mama mboga, sometimes she gives me at credit. Gives me on credit. Yeah, she knows my sorrow. You see that? Eh? Now that's a tradition. Eh? It's a wrong tradition. Eh? This one here, so you see? Eh? See, see, I am the way. Meaning that in him, through him, there was an access. But men needed to figure it out. How? They can actually enter there to have that access. He would have said, talk to God. Also, me, I'm here, an ambassador of God. Talk to God. Talk to your God. By the way, he hears you when you call. Talk to your God. You know, that's how actually they said these things. Yet actually, they don't know that actually men have come to get something, you know, from them. So if you don't have anything that you are carrying, stay home. Stop telling us about your theology, boasting about your theology. But actually your theology, the guy in the synagogue. Because the qualification was that you needed to know the law. So Jesus comes in that day, in the day of law, in the day of these things, and then he says, I am the way, by the way. I am that truth you want for increase in finances. I am that truth concerning health. I am that truth concerning promotions and jobs opening up. He said those things. And men looked at, this is a hard teaching. How can he say? And remember, he's a man. Eh? Let me re-echo some words that prophet said recently. There is begotten and first son. Eh? Okay, we shall get there someday. It's powerful here. So he said, I am the... No, go back to the other one. Who Jesus asked, when they all denied it, Peter said, Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. Now you see there is also this guy. Eh? He's here. Something incredible is transpiring here. It's happening. Eh? I say, But prophet, there are so many people. Eh? Maybe just give them a general what? Prophecy. You see, eh? He's thinking general. Eh? But Jesus said, someone touched me. Could it be that you touched us today? You see? Eh? And then there's that touching is different. You think it was just this touching. Eh? At some point you have to snap. Say, I'm tired of this. Eh? Wow. You get it. Eh? You know that you've prayed and fasted. You've even gone to hell's flames and hell's gates. It has not happened. Eh? But some of you are wondering, what is hell's what? It's there. Eh? I think he knows where it is. Eh? I say these things in real time. I know what's happening there. I told you that story when I went to a certain what? I think it was 2018. Eh? Yeah? 2018, you remember. So I went to a what? A hill. Eh? Because apparently people were praying from there. Even men of God and all that. Eh? So, you guys, at some point, people are looking for God where he's not. Still on that journey, eh? I was passing through a place called what? You said what? Likoni. Then this lot of what? And I'm like, how do people do biashara even here? Eh? It was a dingy, stinky place. Eh? Then the Lord told me, no, you are wondering. Then he told me, it's because I'm not there. I am not there. Then I saw a mosque, a big mosque, in front of still dirty, muddy water. Eh? And people are okay. They even go there in that mosque to pray. Then the Lord reminded me that, but I'm not there. Do you see why this place looks like this? It's because I'm not there. I said, hey, okay. Then I rested my case. But still, even when I was coming back, I said, the place is again bothered me. I was just shaking my head. This guy of what? Is it Bonfire guy? I say, hey man, the guy is telling me stories and what? But when I reached there, my heart went out. All along from where we are enjoying the ride. Yeah, I'm enjoying. He's telling me stories about what? And he's talking to me in Swahili all through. Somehow, then I say it. Here now, let me use the prophetic trajectory. Yeah? Someday I want to sit with you people, and then an Indian is there speaking. Yeah? Then I will ask you, what did they say? You know? Do you know? Okay, imagine backbiting a man like me. Yeah. Okay. You know, some of you think it's pride or what? Have you read that scripture? That the Lord does nothing. So the people will never say anything or nothing. Eh? Somehow, if I see that actually I've missed it, I will enter myself there. Excuse me, sir, what were you saying? But somehow, I was able to. You know, at some point, it was more like I was entering there by myself. Then I allowed the Spirit of God. And then this guy was speaking. Then actually I would answer the correct things. And then I remember him, as you know, asking me three questions. Hey, you know that? How did you know that? Do you stay here? I said, no, but I know it. Then he kept quiet for a few. Then he was, you what? You see, eh? But he told me, because I'm not there. So this time around 2018, that hill I went there, what? Because you know people are going there. So I said, hey, okay, let me also go there. So, of course I had paid for the tent, eh? There was a mother and the cowboy. I think they're taking care of the place. So you come, if you want to stay, they give you a tent. You pay for the tent. But also there are good houses there. Well, and they told me, but also there are beds there. So there, the enemy will tell you, but you have not come here to sleep. Praying, you know, you take the tent. So I took the tent. So after paying for it, there is a gazetted place where people come for lunch hour, what, those things. Yeah? Yeah? After praying in the trees, now they want also to come in the, you know, to pray here. Yeah? You guys, I am unleashing certain things to liberate you. So, now another person is, but is it bad to pray? Yeah? You wait and see. So, then a guy comes. I think he was into business and what? He had parked there his car. Then he started praying in other tongues, in that whatever. So this other guy is playing a local drum. Yeah. What? Come down, Lord. What? Yeah. Those songs. Then, what? Started praying. And then the guy in the middle of the prayer, he snaps. But Lord, why me? Why my businesses? Then I knew. Then a very loud voice. Yeah? As if actually it was just here. Eh? You know how God speaking. Eh? Can be that loud. Eh? Yeah? Then I said, okay, let me also take a walk into the trees. It's a big place. Eh? Mountainous, but also trees there. What? You know how a mountain can be. So, I found it was, I think, a group. This leader is telling them, yeah, why? The instruction was, you know, now it went back to what the other guy was also, what? Praying. Then I looked, I overlooked down the Kasiti, the nearby city. Then the Lord told me, you are looking for me where I am not. I just packed up and I went away. Along the way, a certain lady that I introduced, I introduced to this grace, to be specific, to Prophet Elvis in Kampala, through a Kadota, sent me money. Actually, she said, yeah, you are coming, but where are you going to sleep? She sent me, I think, Uganda shillings, 1M. It's not a lot of money. UGX. Huh? UG style. Eh? So, by the way, where are you going? But you see, I obeyed. I got on actually, I called the border guy that had taken me up there. And then, zoop, off. Off we went. Then the Lord told me, now you go and pay for those 3 days of praying and whatever if you want even to fast in that hotel. I said, oh. Now the Lord was there waiting for me. And you remember what we came with? Eh? Prophets after prophets. Eh? Right on things. Eh? You see? Eh? Why are you looking? Remember, when these guys went to the grave, and then, but you're looking for the living from among the dead. Eh? It can actually be like that. Eh? It can be with friends, it can be with business, it can be all over the place. Eh? You see that? Some of you have actually also sought counsel from among the dead. No, but he told me. He told me. Okay. Most of the times when I realize that you've actually come to me and you want counsel about a certain thing, not counseling, but you want counsel. Yeah? You know what I mean? And I see that you're already inclined to your conclusions. I say, by the way, the Lord blesses you, the Lord increases you. Chop! Off I will go. It will hit you hard that actually that thing didn't happen the way you wanted. Then when you come back to see a prophet, not a preacher, not a pastor, then things start to work. Let's see. But Jesus said to someone, someone touched me, I know that power has gone out from me. And I get to know many times when I've released something and people have actually got it. I know it. That one, I know it as a prophet. Eh? How it happens, it's my secret. Those of you now want to be told everything. Go down. Then the woman, seeing that, she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at Jesus' feet, at his feet. Feet here. Two people are falling. Remember Jairus? It's called honor. Eh? It's called honor. Some of you, your fat-bellied lecturers, come. And then you stand up. Good morning. What? Patricia knows. Eh? Good morning, teacher Patricia. Aya who? Uh-huh. Then, it comes now to giving honor. By the way, we are greater than presidents. Some of you need to know that. Eh? Yeah? That's why we know the outcome. Eh? And some guys want to cheat. Okay. So what? Okay. Tweak this, tweak that. This. That's why we can pick on Matiangi, and then some of you, put a man of God there and this Matiangi guy. Guys will actually go for Matiangi, expecting some millions. Eh? No, they don't have it. Long time ago, how do you say? Time. Once upon a time. The Lord desired that it's men of God and of a certain caliber to plant.
Amen.
To plant presidents. To plant kings.
Yeah.
Not every Kayola. And in the day of Jeremiah, it was only Jeremiah. So men would come to him. We have gathered here to pray for the incoming president. God, may your will be... No, you don't know. It's clear that you don't know what you're praying for. You know, these are not my stories. It happened in the day of Ahab when they were going to fight in Gilead. You remember? You see that? So they brought these guys. What? Even, you know, scripture calls him the old prophet. If you have that scripture, you bring it. Yeah? Then a certain man. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise. You can cheat. Yeah? Maybe we'll leave that topic. Eh? You can even import some machines to tweak and what? Okay, let me say it like this. How the man of God put it. This prophet of his. Remember the reign of Obama. Most of you jubilated. Yeah, it comes even from Kenya. Yeah, wow. But whatever he left behind, until today, America is still struggling. Do you realize that actually is the guy that they used to endorse LGBT? You see, that it would take some good years to overturn such. Because you are not caught up in the spiritual realm where actually you can see things clearly. So, that Trump, no. By the Trump is a rapist. As what? For me, so what? But of course, you know that he's actually highly spiritual, darkly spiritual. You are talking ill about my President Obama, a great orator and a great. By the way, when Obama starts to speak, wow, the entire. Do you know why you all listen in to garbage and trash? Because he has transcended in a place, a spiritual place that you can't actually reach because he's using your blindness, he's taking advantage of your blindness. So you are there acting like an ordinary guy. Thank you, Jesus. But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, first seek the counsel of the Lord. Now you remember the counsel I was talking about?
Yes.
It's not counseling. Wednesday? I don't know why it's always on Wednesday. Mashari. Okay. You're waiting for your day. To be taken in a room. You see? But you see, I've also come to realize that. I think, man, maybe people go there for spiritual counsel and all that. But most of them, it's marriage manenos. I'm tired of this guy. But now you're carrying hate for him. It won't work. Okay, let me stop there. But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, first seek the counsel of the Lord. Go down. Now, this seeking the counsel of the Lord. You know, when they are tired and they can't see. When they are prayed and fasted for 90 days and they can't see. Do you know what they conclude? Yeah? God's will be done. God will choose the leader. No, but man, you went to seek the counsel of God. Concerning who? Again, who did you come to see? Okay. Malaysia. Okay. So the king of Israel brought together the prophets. You see, it's not the king of Judah. These two are different. You look at real drama here. Look at real drama. So the king of Israel brought together the prophets, about 400 guys. Okay, let me bring it together to your understanding. We are going to gather at Kasaran to pray. And then, some of these pastors are political pastors. Most of you have actually allowed to be laid on political hands. I'll leave it at that. They have nothing to offer. I'm telling you the truth. Okay. So the king of Israel brought together the prophets, about 400 men. You see, you know the beauty is that actually I can see it in the spirit, and now it was orchestrated. Okay, so, shall I go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or shall I refrain? You see here, he's just waiting for one answer, either to go or to refrain or to stay. To refrain is to leave. You see, that if they told him, don't go, do you know the man actually would have stayed if they were really in the spirit? Until now, a certain guy, it gets interesting here. Let's go together. Watch closely. He said, they answered for the Lord. No, they said, go! go! They answered, for the Lord will give it into the king's hands. And remember, these are prophets. 400. But you don't have to be like, okay. But Jehoshaphat, is there no longer a prophet? I'm saying this in effect with what is really happening. Some of you think that he prepared a sermon. Is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here in the land, whom we can inquire of? Go down. The king of Israel answered, Jehoshaphat, there is still one prophet through whom. Who is answering? So they know, they know the guy. The president knows. There is a but they don't have to mention. The king of Israel answered, Jehoshaphat, there is still one prophet through whom we can inquire of the Lord. But I but I heard that guy, because he never prophesies anything good. You see, the guy is always prophesying to him, Ugali, 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 Ugali. But this was the rice here. You see, but always bad. But you see, it wasn't always bad. He was only telling him the truth. And his name is Micaiah. Can you see a Micaiah in someone? Also for your personal life. It's starting to boil up. Uncovered. Katani kabutani. See? The king. No, he said, he is me. He is Micaiah. He's Prophet Ronnie, son of Prophet Elvis there. You can as well say, Prophet Elvis. Eh? If you really care much, eh, something actually has to be done between now and then. If you care. If you care. Now I'm not telling you to pray. Yeah? You come to him. Eh? You have an assignment. Banner. He is Micaiah, son of Imla. The king should not say a thing. Jehoshaphat replied. You see real drama here. Eh? So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, bring Micaiah, son of Imla, at once. Eh? Were they swimming? Eh? Dressing. We have preached and we also have degrees in theology. For you, what do you have? So you have nothing. Do you understand the dynamics of what? Do you understand the dynamics of the politics of this nation? See, you've just come. You are not even a what? You're not even a citizen. You are not even a Kenyan. I think this guy is going to throw to us a false what? Prophecy. Does he understand us? I understand you in the spirit. And he is the guy who understood. Yeah? The king of Israel, Ahab, in the spirit. And actually he saw spiritual stuff. Yeah? You look at Bram again. Dressed in their royal robes. I wish you could see some of these guys. The king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, were sitting on their thrones. Meaning they were there, at the threshing floor by the entrance of the gate of Samaria. Yeah? With all the prophets prophesying before them. How do you prophesy what you don't know? Or what you can't see? Or what you've really not seen in the spirit? You think, some of you think that you can prophesy after praying and fasting for 90 days. Now you come. You are going to die. You that leave that kagai. Next. You think, man, you can see. Or you can pick up things like the anointing. Yeah, you can actually travel here and there prophetically. You can pick on certain things. But now there are certain things that need a real anointing. Remember when Paul said that, you see, I desire that all of you might actually prophesy. You see, he was actually talking to guys who were just sleepy there. You see, who were, anything could hit them. Because they couldn't see in the spirit. He was actually telling them, see in the spirit. Look into your future. You'll actually see certain things. Some come by sensations. Others, sense, I'm telling you. You see, if it's your desire. So he says, now Zedekiah, this guy, bishop, son of Kenana, had made iron horns. And he declared, this is what the Lord said. Can you imagine such a guy lying? With this, with the Apostles' Creed I've read to you, definitely you are going to do what? Because I read it to the other guy and he went through. But where is the guy? The guy died. You see? I don't know why I say that, but you'll get to know it. With this, you'll go the Arameans until they are destroyed. all the other prophets, we are prophesying the same thing. And then you go, Maria, Maria. Pastor Sam, you know these guys. Huh? You are the one telling people, and then they would answer, The Lord rescued you, man, at just the right time. You see, all the other prophets were prophesying the same thing. Attack Ramoth Gilead and be victorious. They said, for the Lord will give it to you, will give it into the king's hands. But you see here, they are sending a guy here to fight with no spiritual tools. If you've missed that one, heaven is your hope. Eh? The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, now Micaiah, eh? They are rare. You see, eh? He's not with that fold. You will not find them taking kickbacks, eh? And political envelopes. Because these guys, you could tell actually that they had taken what? Political envelopes, eh? Because at some point, the king wants to manipulate them. That's why they are all answering in what? Like how Pastor Sam would tell those guys. Okay. The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, look, the other prophets, without exception, are predicting success for the king. Okay. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favorably. Is it? Oh, these guys have eaten a lot of money. Is it? Yeah. But Micaiah said, as surely. Now you see there's a difference. You remember the other guy also saying, thus says the Lord. Because around in the middle there, in the Apostles' Creed, we see Mother Mary saying, blessing the church in the name of the Catholic Church. So, aren't you Catholic? Yes, I am. The Lord be with you. You see? But Micaiah said, as surely. Now, when a man says that, some of you have given you, by the all of you if you want, 14 days, I saw a fortnight. Then you see changes after change. Surely. Surely. Okay, surely. For those of you who speak American, surely. But for us here is what? Surely. Okay. I don't know. Surely as the Lord lives. Now he is having a living God who speaks. Eh? The living God speaks. Eh? Yes. A dead God doesn't. Eh? They'll tell you, you're seeking for a prophet. Scriptures are prophetic enough. Why? What? Hey! But you know you've actually read. There's a guy who read, and also the mother was delighting. You know herself in that. Do you know my son has read the Bible from beginning to end? Then I looked at the guy and I'm like, hey, but you know them. Eh? Once who was and will never be, I don't know what. So I said, then he said, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me. Because at some point you have to sieve what God is saying and what men are saying. In this chaotic thing, why can't we actually put certain things straight? Only that. Some of you, honoring is still the problem. When your fat-bellied lecturer comes, you stand up. That's honor. But that's honor. Say, I'll never own a man. I'll never honor just a mere man. I'm not a mere man. And neither are you. I'm saying, and neither you. Because he said, you are not from below. You're from above. So the moment you transcend above, you have actually gone beyond the operations of mere men. And then we will tell that the way things are happening for you, you see, go down. When he arrived, the king asked him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead or not? Now, I'll tell you a mystery here, which I mentioned to you. Do you know why he said, go and attack, go? Do you know why he said that? He looked at how they had actually pestered him and they wanted him to say certain things. I have done this to most of you. That's why I said that when you go and this thing is not happening, say, but prophet, I even stopped cheating. I even stopped going to his house. And now he's what? No, that wasn't. You can pester me into what you want. But again, you have come to hear from God, right? For some reason, you can't hear him. And then you come, and then you are still inclined to all your conclusions about certain things. And then you are still insisting. Some of you, leave those girls. They will mess you up. I've said it. When he arrived, the king asked him, Micaiah, shall we go to war against Ramoth Gilead or not? Shall we buy that car machine that can use to tweak it? He answered, for the Lord will give it the king, you know, to the king's hand. You see here, Micaiah just wants to go back and swim. Apparently they are disturbing him. He was learning the backstroke. What? Yeah. He had not learned it very well. And then, why these guys? Yeah, you go. Yeah, you what? Let me finish my food here. You'll find it from among genuine prophets. And those of you, they'll just go. Can you imagine the man of God has seconded me? The man of God is concurring with me. But actually, I've given you a lie. Because of how you came. I will tell you the gospel truth. I've done it to so many of you here. And I'm seeing some of you here. Because of how you come. Prophet, are you sure? Yes, you can go. The Lord is blessing you. Hallelujah. Go down. Is that? No, it says, the king said to him, how many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? Now you see, his true colors actually are trying to come out. He's a dictator by heart. The king said to him, okay, then Micaiah answered, I saw then there. When things started boiling up now, the real way, say, now you want the truth. Okay, here it is. Then Micaiah, remember the guy I told you that fled the country? Until today, I'm still, And then they put the country on tension. No, that will not happen. Eh? Because that guy's a coup d'etat. Joining a certain guy there in Canada. Okay, I'm joking. Again, some of you have missed it. Eh? You see, you are being too Kenyan. Eh? Please be spiritual. Eh? You'll pick up on these things. Eh? You'll actually get to know what I'm even about to say. Then you'll actually, hey, oh. We have to use parables. Eh? Because at some point, some of you misinterpret things. Then Micaiah answered, I saw all. Okay, this time round, we are canceling it for Kenya. Eh? Because this is such terrible. And there's a reason as to why I'm entering here. Eh? If you care, eh? You'd actually pray in other tongues. Eh? In real effect, eh? In real time. Eh? I saw all Israel scattered. Now, Israel can mean Kenyans. Eh? On the hills. Now, I'm not trying to instill fear. Eh? No. That's why we are here. Eh? I saw all Israel scattered on the hills. Like sheep without a shepherd. Now, you know this shepherd is actually king. Eh? So, actually, Micaiah is trying to tell him that, man, you're going to check out. Eh? You are checking out. Eh? Look at drama. The guys that read Apostles' Creeds and have theology degrees. Eh? Look at them. Real drama. Eh? And for a man of God to say it publicly like that, eh? He knows where it's coming from. Eh? He's seeing it. Most times I see pictures, I see images, I see symbols, I see all these things. Eh? That's actually why we can actually see these. Eh? You see, eh? So he said, these people have no master. Have no master. Let each one go home in peace. He's telling them, man, eh? I'm trying to preserve you. Eh? Just go home. Eh? Like how I've said it and I'm still seeing it. Eh? Some of you are clinging to the girl that actually is already being powered somewhere. Eh? I've told you. Just go home. Bring back that word. Say, go home in peace. Look, you lock yourself there. I'll pray to God for her. Don't say those. Why me? Lord, why me? No, those things don't move God. Let each one go home in peace. Then he continues. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, eh? Didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good about me, but only bad? Micaiah is still adding salt in fresh wounds. Eh? Therefore, the word of the Lord, I saw. Now, there, he's trying out. Just in case you missed it when I said it in parables. Eh? Now, let me break it down for you. Then he starts. Eh? Yeah? Once upon a time. time. Man, all of you are quiet on me. Eh? I will stop. Now, you are still trying to picture. How will I enter my Ushago? How will I cross the other bridge? No, you not die. We are here anyway. As we're trying to say this, we are capturing a lot of things. Yeah? Now they're going to close off that car bridge, and it's the only bridge that goes to my Ushago. Hey! We are dead. We are finished. We are what? Those are yours. Eh? In as far as I'm concerned, we are here to preserve. Okay. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Okay, there's also seeing the Lord sitting on his throne. These guys couldn't see him. There's such a thing like that. With all the multitudes of heaven, with all the Kenyans, with all, okay, starting with you, the remnant who is seated here, standing around him, on his right hand, on his right and on his left. Can you imagine? You see, he's talking about all corners of Kenya. No, but he said north and south. Where's east and west? You see, misinterpreting. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab for a good hammering into attacking Ramoth Gilead and going to his death there? But okay, no, preserving is better. One suggested this and another that. Now this is the heavenly council. Just like I would have, should we or what? So finally, a spirit came forward. Now this wasn't a bad spirit, like how some of you have misinterpreted it. A spirit, and you know, a spirit can turn into anything. And actually the Lord said, you are a spirit. Yes, you can actually turn into something. Do you know you can manipulate things at your workplace? Don't just cry over the heathen boss. Lord, you know my deeds, and that one you know. Why are they mistreating me? They've also withheld my money. Now for 3 months. Okay, the Lord is seeing you. Do you know you can actually entice yourself, impress yourself on that kabos, and then let me also give you forward, but that one I will not demand it. I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about. And I said 3 months, and one of you is here, and I said, will it happen? You see that?
Yes.
Finally, a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. Go down. Not this enticing. Baby, touch me. Baby, touch me. No, some of you are perverted. By what means? Pastor Sam, preach to your people. By what means? See? The Lord asked, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit. Now, that spirit turned out to be a deceiving spirit. It wasn't a bad spirit. It wasn't a deceiving. This is not a demon.
Yes.
Do you guys click?
Yes.
Deceiving spirit in the mouth of those guys of Rob's, of his prophets. Remember the 400 guys? Can you imagine all 400? None can pick up what is really happening. They are all there. Just like I'm seeing most. Let us consult from the bishop. Bishop, what is the Lord saying about the politics? Come, my son. They take you to some car place. I'm saying it because I know what is happening. You know, at some point you have to wait a little bit. And then this guy snaps and says, no, it's this time. I wish some of these things would actually leak out. They're going to meet him in 2 days. Three or two, some days, you know, from now. Any time from now. You'll succeed in enticing him, said the Lord. Go and do it. Do you know why he's actually saying this? Because there are certain men that you can't entice in the spirit. Because they are seeing. Do you guys get it here?
Yes.
Say, no, you go. You'll succeed. of course, the Lord looked around and said, ah, these ones are easy to entice. But of course, there are certain men that will look into that thing twice. First, wait. You see it? So, say, so now the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in his mouths. I mean, in the mouths of all the prophets of yours. He's even stealing some exams for him. But the guy can't click it. The Lord has decreed disaster for you. Okay, leave that woman. You realize I'm not taking, you know, saying a man. I don't want you to suffer. Ben Zedekiah. Theology what? I'm putting on what? Man, for us, we are putting on suits here. Man, these are nice robes. Expensive robes than those. Then Zedekiah, son of Kenana, went up and... you see, real drama here. Slapped Micaiah in the face. Wait. Wait. That's how they do it. Which way did the Spirit of the Lord go when you went from me who has theology? I've even planted 10 churches. Do you know there are churches which are registered here, but they are not registered in heaven? Again, some of you need to know these things. And I started by saying that some of these guys, these fellows, a certain guy told me, if you want to open up a church, come and open up in my name. I said, this is a political hand here. Said, Spirit from the Lord, go when? You know, he went from me to speak to you. He asked. This is the guy, Micaiah. No, I mean who? Zedekiah. Then Micaiah replied, you will find out on the day you go to hide in an inner room. Do you know these things are happening in reality? Now the guys are, but you said I would win. No, don't kill the man of God. Pole pole with the man of God. Pole pole kwa man of God. Mutu wa Mungu. And these guys are, So he said, the king of Israel then ordered, take Micaiah and send him back to Ammon, the ruler of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says, at least not what the Lord says, put this fellow in prison. You are imprisoning a man of God? Okay. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely. Go down. I don't know whether some guy will... Okay, so. Micaiah did... Let me even come here. Micaiah declared... If you ever return safely. The Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all you people. Man, there's an assurance here. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, man, I'll enter the battle in this guy's ear because I've said something. Now the third one is a word. You see, they pretend as if they've not heard the word. Just like we tell some of you, and then you pretend around. You run with that girl, you run with that woman, what? And then it hits you so hard. And then you wake up. You don't have to wake up after turmoil. But we warned you. Man, let me even what? These guys. Religion. The king of Israel said, Jehoshaphat, I'll enter. Now you see, this is a guy who pretended. At least Jehoshaphat, you'll actually read scriptures. He had respect for the man of God. Actually, men of God. Not priests. Especially prophets. You'll see it with, you'll see his interactions with the man of God, Elisha, later on. You'll see that a lot with Jehoshaphat. I will enter the battle in this guise, but you wear your royal robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. You can't run away from the word of God. Remember that scripture? That once the word is said, that's it. But also, who says it? You know, there are guys, I see some of you, especially here, you've actually gone to men of God, and actually they've even threatened you, You'll see my God. You'll see. No, you tell them. No, there's actually another God, actually. You'll see. If you what? You'll not even succeed. You'll what? Oh. Okay. Because you refuse to give him money. Me, you bring it here. I'll eat it and you get blessed. By the way, until I eat it, you won't be, So just look there. I'm not the saving kind of prophet. Okay, not with that mentality of saving school fees. Why does that? No. Say, hey, prophet, go and eat samosa. Right there. Eat ice cream. And then you go there and then you get a phone call. Things work out here and there. So it's okay to bring. So. Out of it says that bring, so that is house what? Now imagine this whole building filled with dollars. Now, some of you started talking. This is what they told me about him. The colors, the two colors have started to come. You bring the dollars. Stop pretending. So is my word that goes out. Yes, you see, now take me back. So now the king of Aram had ordered his thirsty, his 30, I had read it thirsty, thirsty shooters, two chariot commanders. Maybe it's happening. There are some guys who are just thirsty for blood, but now we shall suffocate it. Two chariot commanders. Do not fight with anyone, small or great, except here we're looking for a certain target. Now imagine the Lord's gun pointing at you, man. You can only put on bulletproofs. Because he tried by disguising himself. He tried to put on a bulletproof. You see, there is a life you put on in the spirit. You wear that consciousness. You put on that consciousness. And any bullets that are coming from hell, they can't. I'm telling you the truth. They can't. There is that life you put on and the bullet fears it. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. You know, some of you are still doubting. There is a life you put on in the spirit, eh? And a bullet, grenade, whatever, any explosive, it fears it. With sickness and disease, I'm telling you, you put it on. Remember that scripture, Isaiah 52. Eh? Say, wow, wake up, put on your heavenly garments. Those heavenly garments, they do not know any blades. Okay, a blade is earthly. That's why you cannot fight men with words and blades and all that. Eh? Blades with words, eh? Especially you girls. Eh? He's going to see me. She's going to see me. That the glory is here. No, you are just joking. Eh? That's why he said that our weapons, you get it. Eh? So it's up to you how you use them. Eh? You see, eh? But also don't use the sword to kill. Do you get it? Don't use the word to actually what? Pierce. Eh? Now the king of Aram had ordered 32 chariot commanders. Do not fight. Now go down as we end. Eh? When the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, surely this is the king of who? So they turned to attack him. But when Jehoshaphat cried, "Ah, I'm not the one." I think this guy was in the spirit. Somehow we knew that they were looking for a certain guy. The chariot commander saw that she was not the king of what? Of Israel. And stopped pursuing him. Because you see, they looked at the robes. Eh? Robes attracted. And remember, the other guy is putting on, he's trying to be like a remnant prophet, eh? Putting on suits. But things, man, eh? he was out there. Eh? But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor. The king told his chariot driver, "Wheel around. Eh? Put in gear number what? Take me to hospital." Eh? I need a drip now. "Wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I have been wounded." Take me to Kenyatta, eh? Hospital, eh? Or Aga Khan, eh? I think it's Aga Khan. Eh? All day long, the battle raged. All day long, eh? The battle raged. And the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran onto the floor of the chariot. And that evening, he checked out, eh? You see that? Eh? Let me wrap it, you know, wrap up like this. Eh? Remember the Obama thing I told you? Eh? Eh? I'm going to speak in parables here. Hmm? You can be politically inclined and then you miss what is actually going on in as far as the agenda of God is concerned. You can be tribally attached and you miss what we call the agenda of God. You see that? You can be so economically attached and then you miss out the agenda of God. At least thank God Trump is coming back. Thank God. To debunk that. Not bank. Debunk. Debunk. To overturn that, overturn this, debunk this, debunk that. I'm telling you. Now those guys have actually turned, the White House into some stupid nonsense. Because eh? Now we are in charge. Eh? The Ahab style. Eh? At some point they will go and they will not come back. But you see, even as you start to see things, because certain things are so clear, we said our stuff here is to preserve. Even if you are bad, at least for the sake of, you know, of the rest of the people. Because we know the repercussions. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Preservation. 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 I see a lot of men losing their seats. But now the Lord also wants to do his planting. Are you ready for such? Won't you be a coward and get scared? Again, that's actually the main problem. When the Lord is actually up to something, he will show these signs here and there. But now, children of God are not ready for those things. They will start giving excuse after excuse. They will start being offended. Ladies, stop looking into things of what did they talk about me. Those things will destroy you. Much of it is actually what we call background noise. Real background noise. Whether you did it or not, don't actually give an ear to such. I'm talking about anything negative. Don't. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I see marriages being mended in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. First, give me Hebrews 6. I'll show you something here as we end. The Spirit of God is saying, telling us to, you know. Hebrews 6, 1 says, therefore, let us move beyond elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity. Give me KJV. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. So there is a place called perfection. Not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works. Is what actually I've been telling you about. Doctrines of theology, doctrines of apostles' creeds, you know those. Now actually they will all incline to a negative place called repent, repent. That's actually why you see it. A lot of ministers will say, if that church is not saying anything called repentance, I'm not going there. They think it's all about sin, 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 sin. They're actually sin conscious. Please don't be like that. There's another life which has to be perfected here. It cannot be perfected if you don't believe that you are justified. You want a glorified kind of place? Accept that actually you are justified in the Lord. That is the only justification. What does repentance mean? To repent about something is to change your mind concerning that thing. It could even be concerning that particular person. Some of you have actually come here thinking that we are false. But with everything that you see day in, day out, you actually repent and say, no, you change your mind. I'll give you a home example. Imagine they're actually talking about a person in the very most ill way. But actually when you meet this person, they are lavishing you. Will you still think that they are bad? At that moment, you've actually repented. You repent, you change your mindset concerning that person. You see that? So there is a church here that was so inclined to things that could not change humans. That could not change. They were not shifting. They repented and they believed that. Their minds were all inclined to that. So he said, no. There is something here better than... Can I also tell you? There are so many things beyond what the church has actually put them to be. There is a place called perfection. Where we're looking at your marriage, it's perfected. In the Lord. Not through dead works. What are dead works? What are dead works in what? In marriage. Yeah? Every man has their rights. For us women, we have our women rights. There. You've lost it. Those are dead works. Eh? Because they do not bring the wholeness. You get it? Eh? The Spirit of God is not hovering into those dead works. Eh? What are dead works concerning health? You know. And you know that actually you've taken this medicine after medicine after. It's not yielding to anything. It's just, you know, to calm you down here and there. What are dead works in looking for jobs? Believing in your papers 100%. Forgetting, forsaking the anointing's touch. You see that? You will see dead works all over in almost every place. Dead works, dead works, dead works, dead works there. So he said, repentance from dead works. All he's telling you right now to catch on to something that transforms at some point instantly, depending on how you see things. At some point, it will take 1 or 2 days and then boom, right there. Dead works. Not laying again the foundations of marriage conferences day in, day out. But actually, you come out and then you fight, and then even you separate. Then that's a dead work. Foundations, principles of dead works. You find this in a lot of churches. That's why actually why they fear such teachings. Say, you have to tell people that people are sinning. That's a dead work, because this whole imperfection, nothing can be perfected unless in love. Thank you, Jesus. So from today, you will not lay. Check out all these aspects of your life. Eh? Be it with marriage, be it with jobs, be it with what? All these things. And then you look deep inside there. You realize that there are lots of principles and foundations wrongly and fundamentally planted. Then you'll actually cross that. A time comes as we end. A time comes and all things are aligned to the anointing of God. And we are here. Check it out. That's why you said, I gave my life to Christ. But actually, if you're still clinging to the way you know about marriage and all that, then there are certain things, there are fragments that are still, you know, they are, you know, appendages, they're just hangings. Then they come around, they hit you, they come around, they hit you, they come around, they hit you. You see, eh? But they beat anything, eh? Because I know people that have actually studied for a paper and they've actually read such volumes and they've actually failed their paper. Yet actually this person here just opens one page, reads it, and they pass. I know so that place. Hallelujah. Job interviews. Some of you are going to go there, eh? At some point, you need to know how you relate with this anointing so that you can get that car job. Okay. Now, that is what we call living elementary. Living the principles of the doctrines of Christ. Because actually here, some people actually, they had known God through doctrines, eh? And traditions and dogmas. Dogma A, dogma B, what? Theology what? You pass theology 1, you can't still heal. You pass another paper, you can't even prophesy. And then you were actually against the prophetic. That's elementary. Those are wrong principles of Christ. Let go. Let us go on unto perfection. Now what's perfection? When everything about you is realigned unto the anointing. Certain things we shall not repeat. Kick out all doctrines you knew about God. You'll see things actually starting to work for you. One A, one there, one here. A door opens up for you. A door that you've not even called for. Say, can you? I think you are the best candidate here. And then you do it before you complete it. Another one opens up, and that's how things work out. I know that secret. Maybe today you have to remember. Maybe some of you don't know the power of partnership. That one, will leave it there. Perfection, not laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. You see here? Hallelujah.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboma. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboma and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.